Marin here on Air America Radio. It's 6 past the hour, and this is Morning Sedition.
Good morning, geniuses, philosopher kings and queens, working class heroes, dreamers of dreams, all people who are happy or sad. Oh, man, it's trickling away. Where's my list of adjectives and metaphors and names to call people? My guest host today is Mark Danner. He's staff writer at New Yorker Magazine. He's the author of Torture and Truth, America, Abu Ghraib, and the War on Terror, which you can get on our website at morningsedition.com. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark. It's good to be here.
Well, it's nice to have you here. So you were in Florida over the holidays for the whole week? Or?
I was. No, just for the past couple of days. Palm Beach County, yes.
That
was my limit. Yes, my parents are down there during the wintertime.
Two-day limit.
That's right.
On the parents.
I think that's a good. I think that's a good. Good rule to follow.
I avoided mine entirely.
That's a little more extreme. Not everybody can quite get away with that.
Oh yeah. Well, mine are in different places, and I hadn't been home for so long. I just wanted to go home and hang out there with my wife. I went to Disneyland.
Oh.
I went to Disneyland. Yeah, I know. It seems odd. You know, I mean, Brendan P. W. McDonald, one of our producers, went to Disney World. Actually went there on purpose for the week a couple weeks ago. But I was home. My wife, who is, from what I understand, an adolescent is the name for them. She's a grown-up who acts like a teenager, loves Disneyland, but she wanted to go to California Adventure. Right, that's the grown-up theme park where they have the porn across from. No, I'm kidding. Across from Disney, the porn rides. No, I'm kidding. But that's how they market it. Is like a more, the rides are a little more intense, and she wanted to go there, so we went there, and I went on a roller coaster that was insane. And I don't even know why I'm talking about this, because I'm not a roller coaster guy, but there was hardly anybody at the park. It was kind of slow. So there were actually kids who were like roller coaster addicts. They had a single line entry where if you're just a single rider, you could go into a certain area and they could get you right on. There were kids that were like just, you know, wild-eyed. They'd been on it 7 times. This thing shot up. There was a loop-de-loop. This is not the story I want to tell. But nonetheless, I went on it twice, and I could see how you could generate a small addictive problem with roller coasters. But went over to Disneyland, and, you know, I'm usually very condescending. The other thing about California Adventure, they had a ride there called the Something Aviator. I don't remember what it's called, but it's their big ride where it's like a flight simulator. Oh, Flying Over California or something. And I got the distinct feeling. Did you ever see Soylent Green, the movie?
I did see it. Yeah, I did see it.
Do you remember when Edward G. Robinson goes to die? And they literally lay him down and they show him a movie of what Earth used to be like?
Yes.
This is what it felt like, Mark. They were piping in smells. It was supposed to be like you're on an airplane and you're flying over. It's like this 360-degree cinema thing,
right.
And you're on this like a chairlift that moves as if a plane were moving. And then you're flying over orange groves, and they literally spray air freshener in there. Like all of a sudden you're like, what's that smell? And you're like, it smells like crappy air freshener. It's like, yes, it's oranges. Okay, I guess that'll work, you know. But it really did feel to me like that moment in Soylent Green where Edward G. Robinson checks out.
It's great. It's, you know, it doesn't matter if it all disappears. We can recreate it, so what the hell?
Exactly, but I found it to be very disappointing. After an hour and a half online, how did they sell that crap? How did they make people believe that it's okay to wait for an hour and a half online for a five-minute ride? It was ridiculous, but I got to be honest with you. The roller coaster was definitely worth it.
Well, I think it's what being an adolescent is all about now.
You know,
now that we have the word, we can define ourselves accordingly.
Yeah, there's a lot of words, apparently, that means kidult, I think, is another one. But I did go to Disneyland. I saw the Christmas parade, the Disneyland Christmas parade, and they had, you know, the birth of Mickey, you know, Mickey in the manger. It was very touching and goofy. And I'm kidding. And I went on the Christmas version of It's a Small World, which I have to be honest with you, Mark, Kayla, whoever's in the booth listening, still the best ride at Disneyland. It's a Small World is the best ride at Disneyland. You're on it. There's never a line. It's like a 15-minute ride. And the sound quality, the sound design, the architecture of the sounds. Because you're on this little boat, and you see the dolls. You think it's silly, but it's kind of almost Swedish in its modern design. It's a very interesting-looking ride. But just the sound. If you were on mushrooms, all right, and you were in It's a Small World, I mean, it really literally feels like you're on mushrooms because, you know, you're moving through it on the boat, and you hear just like, as you go into the different parts for, that represent different countries, it's just like one instrument will change. Like all of a sudden you're in the India part, and then all of a sudden it's a sitar. You're like, oh my God, did you just hear that? And then all of a sudden, no, no, it's a French horn from, you know, you're driving through, it's a tuba from Germany, whatever it is. It just, the sound texture changes as you're moving through this thing, and it, there's nothing else like it unless you've done natural hallucinogens. And I know some people get mad at me, Mark, for talking about drugs on the air, because I did do drugs in my life, and a lot of people are like, hey, you're living up to the stereotype that they're making of liberals, you know, you don't want to present yourself. It's like, you know, take it easy. Stop self-censorship, man. Go on, It's a Small World, and if you ever did mushrooms, you'll have a moment where you're like, wow, I remember when I did this on mushrooms, and it had nothing to do with it, being on a boat or dolls.
Natural flashback.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful thing.
And if not, then you can just, but I do love that ride, and I actually got excited to go on it, and I'm just rambling on about Disneyland.